Ko moia wa tamanui Francine Tene, and this is your Wātea English News. Greens co-leader Marama Davidson says enduring peace will only be found when Israel's occupation of Palestinian land stops. In 2016, Marama Davidson was unlawfully detained by Israeli forces when she was part of a global women's peace flotilla attempting to deliver humanitarian supplies to Gaza in breach of a blockade. She says the path to peace is through justice.
The global community has to focus on an enduring solution and stop racking up and empowering Israel to continue with the bombing of innocents. It has to stop on all sides, but we know that the actual underlying issue is what is driving never-ending violence, and that is that Palestine needs a pathway to peace and a pathway to statehood.
Marama Davidson says Gaza is home to more than 2 million people, including 1 million children, and they have found nowhere to go to escape the bombing. On other news, senior Labour Party Willie Jackson says he'll stick around for at least 6 months to help in the transition to opposition and prepare for the expected rollback of Māori and treaty policies. He's spending today farewelling staff as the ministerial officers move into caretaker mode, pending the change of government after vote counts are finalised and a new coalition formed. He says he has skills and relationships that can help at this time, especially as Labour may need to work with the Greens and Te Pāti Māori to form an effective opposition.
I'll hang in there for a while and see how we go. I'm quite clear. I didn't come to Parliament to be in opposition, but at the same time, I have an obligation to our people that I shouldn't walk away from, as I've been reminded. And if my skills are needed, then I'll try and help out in any way I can, I think, over the next few months, Dale, and then see where things are at.
Willie Jackson. And lastly, the 30th Aotearoa Māori Surfing Competition chased the waves of the far north at the weekend, with 112 surfers hitting their boards. Committee member Charles Kofata says it started at Ahipara on Saturday, but when the swell died, it moved to Rarawa Beach near Te Kau on the east coast on Sunday. New Zealand representative Navarin Malone from Te Aitanga Mahaki was a standout, winning the Rangatira Tāne Open Division.
And he just showed all his class and his skills and just ripped up the waves everywhere he went. So he received a trophy that was passed on to our committee by Ricardo Christie as a predominant leader in Māori surfing and excellence.
Charles Kofata says the tournament started out in Taranaki and has also been held in Raglan, Whangaroa and Tūranga. And that's your Wātea English News.